Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Rain. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 100 hours. No. 35 degrees.
Jersey, for a few weeks now. So, you know, it's good to hear you guys. I don't know if there was an issue on our end over here in Jersey, or, you know, just something with the network. But it's good to hear everybody. Back in that, WA2KM.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Mike here from K6GRL. Well, one thing, as Richard, WB9CSP, he recently relocated from Texas to Maryland, and I believe he is in the process still of, you know, setting things up and stuff. I did not hear Annette last Saturday either, but things should be back on track here rather quickly, I think. Richard would be the one to answer that. But yeah, I copy you. You guys have pouring rain. Well, we have a break here currently here on the Central Coast in California. I don't see any rain in the forecast for the next week. But it's cold. It was 33 degrees this morning. At 9 o'clock, it was still 33 degrees. That is cold for us. And I also copy that you also worked some HF there today. So sounds like must be good conditions. Maybe I'll check it out. But I might just pop in a movie, you know, cook some pizza, sit back and watch a movie. That sounds pretty good too. Okay, so I'm on the bottom of my list again. So I'm looking for more stations. Anyone, anywhere, please go now.
Hey, I have everything I can remember connected. I had to pull up the website on my phone.
All right, I copy, Richard. You have everything connected. Do you want me to continue, or you want to take the net? Over to you, Richard.
It's Michigan.
Yeah, go ahead and keep going and put John in Michigan.
All right, I have you down too, Richard, by the way, so stay on. You're my backup plan too. And I did copy John because I saw him key up and I heard him say Michigan, W-A-T-O-Y. So looking for more stations to check in to add to my list here. Anyone, anywhere, go now. Okay, so I believe I copied KW1AM in Maine. At least I saw the KW1AM repeater key up, and then I saw the N4QMI repeater key up. Not sure if that's Joey or somebody else. Let's see. I'm going to listen for more stations maybe to add to the list. Anyone who wishes to check in, go now.
Yes, this is K-A-8-W-I-I, Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey India, India, Dennis, and Royal Oak, Michigan.
All right, I added KA8WII, Dennis in Michigan, to my list. So let's stop there, and I'm going to ask for more check-in here shortly. So question today is, what to do on a cold Saturday afternoon when there's nothing on TV? So I'm going to go back to Richard to get your answer. Besides linking repeaters and conferences and all that. What's a good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon when there's nothing on TV? Over to you, Richard, WB9CSP, Mike Fields. Well, maybe Richard is doing something else. He might be still linking things or seeing things. So let's move to W8TOY, John in Michigan. What's your idea of a good thing to do on a cold Saturday afternoon? Nothing on TV. Over to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Yep, this is John in Madison Heights, Michigan. On a cold Saturday afternoon, currently my favorite thing to do right now is continuing to learn how to program. Right now I'm doing mostly Microsoft Excel. I'm trying to write some programming sheets and net control sheets and stuff like that. And if I'm not doing that, then it's radio. Like right now, it's radio. And other than that, I don't watch any TV ever. I haven't watched TV probably in over 2 years. So I do watch YouTube, though, so that's not completely innocent. But other than that, just hanging out. You know, when you're 75, you're not out playing baseball too much. So, and with that, I will send it back to Net Control. Thank you very much. W8TOY.
All right. Thank you, John, W8TOY in Michigan, and you're from KFXL on the Central Coast, California. Yeah, so that is, yeah, I think that's something we all have in common. We are on the radio, right? So we don't really depend on TV, but I still watch a lot of TV and movies and all this. YouTube, yeah, I know other folks that don't watch TV, and they do watch YouTube, so you are not alone there. All right, let's clear with W8TOY, and I'm not sure if this is actually the station that called in, but the station that called in on the KW1AM repeater in Maine, I believe. So give me your call sign one more time. And so I can copy it down and give us your idea of a good thing to do on a cold Saturday afternoon. Calling for the KW1AM station. Over to you. All right, that might have been a bad copy there, so I crossed that out. So with that, let's see, we have K-A-A-W-I-I, Dennis in Michigan, so calling on you. So Dennis, what's your idea of a good thing to do on a cold Saturday afternoon and nothing on TV? Over to you, Dennis.
This is K-A-A-W-I-I. Well, I think a good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon is play radio like this, like I'm doing now, with a cup of nice hot tea in my hand, and also sitting down and listening to or reading a good book, audio book. I get audio books from the Library for the Blind, and my wife and I pick books together and read them together, so that's kind of how we're spending our winter day. It's sleeting and raining here now, and it's about 36 degrees, and yesterday we had a strange day because it made it up to 57, and that broke a record for the warmest day yesterday. Since 1885, but things are turning around. It's going to get cold again and tonight and cold tomorrow. So that's what's going on here. And the other thing I wanted to mention to Richard is the last time I had checked into the net, I know he got back to me, but I wasn't there because I had gotten the phone call, so my apologies for that. So this is KAWII. hope everyone has a good, safe week.
Checking in with us here, and I'm sure Richard understands fully because he's away from the mic as well, because he's, you know, of course, linking all kinds of stuff and making this happen here. So, but fully understandable, people get phone calls. And I also copy you on the radio. It's definitely something we all have in common. So, rain or shine, right? And that's right. And that's also a good thing to do. They're reading books. Good thing to do when the weather is cold and rainy and all that outside. And understand you sharing this with your wife. That's also very nice. So, yeah, very good. Well, thank you for checking in with us here, Dennis. And with that, I'm on the bottom of my list again, looking for more check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, please go now. All right, I'm seeing repeaters move here on the screen. I saw the KW1AM repeater again moving, but no audio. Same thing with the N4QMI repeater. Somebody keyed up there, nothing hurt. And the KE8RV repeater in Madison County. And, yeah, nothing hurt. So I'm going to call again for check-ins. Anyone who wishes to check in with us here, and this is the Everything Net, and this is K6L. I'm filling in for Richard WB9CSB, who is overseeing the links and making things happen in the background. So, okay, looking for check-ins. Come on in now.
Tango Oscar Julia in Maine. I'm not checking in. I just heard some people on here. I just want to say hello.
All right. There's a station ending in Tango Oscar Juliet, and you are in Maine. Can you come back with your full call sign and your name, please?
Oh, is Whiskey 1 Tango Oscar Juliet? I'm in a town in Maine called Pittsburgh, down here by the coast, down by Bath, Maine. They build destroyers for the Navy up there in Bath, Maine. I'm a little south of that, headed towards the ocean. And I just came in, and I heard somebody on here, and just wanted to say hello. Happy New Year. And I just made me a moose meat stew, and just took out of the oven a batch of roll. No, I just came in here, just wanted to say hello, and my doors, and so, happy dreams to everybody over here. Maybe I'll catch you later. As you wish you money, can you walk you to it?
All right, thank you very much, Whiskey One, Tango Oscar Juliet in Maine. We copied most of this. There was quite a bit of QRM coming with your transmission on the repeater. But I copy your in Maine there, a little bit south of where the Navy is. And also copied your making stew, another good thing to do and to have when it's cold outside, stew or soup. Oh, my gosh, that sounds good, too. I have soup. Maybe I'll heat up a pot of soup. You guys give me good ideas here for this afternoon. I'm here a little earlier in California. I'm 3 hours behind you guys in Maine, I believe. You're on the East Coast, so 3 hours difference. So the afternoon is it's just started here. So, yeah, pot of stew or soup and reading a book and going on the radio, and well, TV is no good this afternoon. I already checked the guide, so well, maybe a movie. All right, that sounds good. Okay, with that, I'm looking for more check-ins. I see a lot of repeaters listed here, a lot of stations, a lot of repeaters. I'm thinking there should be more coming in here, so let's see. Calling for more check-ins. This is Kilo 6 Golf Romeo Lima on the Central Coast in California, and I'm filling in for Richard, WB9CSB, who's busy checking on the links and everything right now. He's still setting up in Maryland. He's now in Maryland. He moved from Texas to Maryland. So, but hopefully things will be all right soon here. So, all right, looking for check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, please go now. All right, I'm seeing more repeaters and more conferences pop up here, but no audio. All right, so the question today is, you know, it's cold out there in many areas today. You know, it's cold out there, and now I just saw the Alara conference. I know that Richard is busy. I just saw the Alara conference pop up here. And so question is, you know, what do you do if it's cold outside, it's Saturday afternoon, and if you are one like me watching TV and you notice there's nothing really on TV that you care about, what do you do? That's the question. What's a nice thing to do on a cold Saturday afternoon? So I'm looking for check-ins. Anyone, anywhere for now? Well, I hear no more check-ins, so that just must mean nobody is on these repeaters that are linked in here, or nobody has time or cares to participate, so that's fine. So that could be a short net. So if you want to check in, go now. Otherwise, you know, we're going to go to the 73 round here really fast. So let's see if anyone would like to check in this afternoon. Anyone, anywhere, go now. Okay, that was a little scratchy for me, but I think I copied Delta 3 Charlie Charlie Sierra, so that would be, what, Germany? Maybe I have it wrong. Can you try to come back? It's a little scratchy, but I will listen more closely. Try and come back and give me your name and location as well. Over to the D3 Charlie Sierra Station.
Hello,
okay, so I did copy that correctly. Delta 3 Charlie Charlie's here. I did not copy the name or the location. But come on deck and tell us anything you would like to say. We're going to try and listen. And I see we have Santa Cruz linked in, and that I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure about that, Richard. Okay, Delta 3, Charlie, Charlie's here. Over to you. Mic is yours. Okay, it's very, very scratchy for me. I did copy your New Ham, so congratulations. If I copied that correctly, I think I did, your New Ham. And We're here every Saturday. It's at noontime on the Central Coast and Pacific time. It would be 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Eastern. So depending on, you know, what your time zone is there. So let's see, noon, that would be, so 12 and 8, 20, it would be 2000 Zulu time every Saturday. And it's called Worthy Everything Net. So feel free to check in, and maybe conditions will be better next week. Okay, I'm on the bottom of my list again, and again, I see Santa Cruz, LinkedIn. I don't know how that happened. I didn't do it, guys. So bear with us, and we should be done with the net here not too long from now. There will be a 73 round. So anybody who wishes to check in, including Santa Cruz, would be nice. So anyone, anywhere, go now.
7OTA, Santa Cruz, SoCal. I'm in SoCal, but close to Santa Cruz. November 7OTA. Name is Sean, Sierra Hotel, Alpha Whiskey, November.
Yeah, Linda, they said I could either link it up the first 30 or the last 30, so I linked it up to the last 30 of the net instead of the whole hour. Me and the VP said that would be okay instead of the whole hour, so just wanted to let you know. WV9CST, that's you.
Ah, okay, yeah, I remember you mentioned something like that. Okay, yeah, we're in the last 30, so we promised to be done by 1 p.m. And very good. Thank you, Richard, WB9CFP, and that would be Richard working the links in the background. Okay, and I copy November 7, Oscar Tango Alpha, actually in the Santa Cruz area. With K6BJ and Sean, I copy you in SoCal. You're not that far from me. I'm about 35 minutes south of Santa Cruz. I believe it's about 35-minute drive. So, so Sean, how cold is it over in Santa Cruz? We're here 55 degrees. I checked the TV. Nothing that I care about. What do you do on a Saturday afternoon when it's cold outside? Over to you, Sean.
Oh, well, good morning, good afternoon, I guess it is. I'm actually about 10 minutes from Santa Cruz, if that, maybe 5. Santa Cruz has a city, and they also have a county. I'm actually in the county part. I'm in Santa Cruz County, in a little town called SoCal, and about 10 minutes from downtown city of Santa Cruz. And right now, I am a retired tow truck operator, but I do own my own business. I provide emergency road service during the week, or whenever somebody needs help, they can call me landline. But as of today, I'm sitting here in my office slash radio room here, just going through some paperwork, trying to get a little reorganized for the year. I've been putting off trying to organize my desk here because of the holidays. Now we're done with the holidays. Just going through a bunch of paperwork and stuff and doing some recycling. I started my yard work. I got yard work to do. We've had a lot of storms come through. Not real terribly bad, but it left our backyard kind of a mess. The wife and I started cleaning up the debris from the storms. So there you go. Back to you. Thanks for letting me check in. And from Santa Cruz area, this is November 7, OTA.
We always like to hear from Santa Cruz, especially myself, and I'm very familiar with SoCal. I've been there many times. I've visited your club. So, and 7OTA, So I copy all of that, and yeah, that keeps you busy cleaning up after the storms. I know that you guys get more hit than us here. We usually get it a little milder here. So, and road service, yeah, that should keep you busy for sure, especially with batteries dying this time of year, right? So, all right, well, thank you again for checking in with us here this afternoon, and I'm on the bottom of my list again, looking for more check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, Tuna. Well, I sure see 10 million links here, but it doesn't mean people are actually listening or they want to participate. They might just be listening. So I'm going to put out one more call for a final call for check-ins, and then we'll go to the 73 round to be done in time. So final call for check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, please go now.
Is that a radio check?
Absolutely. Tell me your call sign and where you are. I'll give you a radio check. Absolutely. Over to you.
Okay. Kind of loud where I am, but
it sounds
like you can hear me.
Do we have a call sign there?
Is this repeater on Monk's Hill?
Yeah, sure, it's a repeater, but what's the call sign? Okay, well, that was very interesting. Okay, so let's see, one more final call. Anyone who wishes to check in, please go now. Okay, I copied KN4, Kilo November 4, Golf Mike India. Is that correct? Come back with your full call sign if you want to confirm that for me, and the name, location. And tell me what's a good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon when it's cold. Over to you. KN4GMI, did I get the call sign correct? Over to you. All right, yes, of course, N4QMI, so it's you're on the N4QMI repeater, and also, so that's Joey in Tennessee. All right, perfect. So how are you today, Joey, and what's a good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon when it's cold outside? Over to you, Joey.
Like that, that's the other things that I do, and Okay, thank you, Joey, for checking in with us this afternoon. And for QMI here from K6GL, and we're here every Saturday. This is the Everything Net, and it's usually run by Richard, WB9CSP. I'm just filling in here today. And many of us are retired here, and from what we hear, a lot of us have the same idea of playing with the radio. It's cold outside, so... All right, well, I think I'm going to go to the everything. I'm going to go to the 73 round now. Let's see. Let's dial back here. Let's see if KF8UU is still there for the 73 round. KF calling KF8UU. Come on back for the 73 round. Over to you. All right, I'm not hearing KF5UU. How about VE85CLV? He was portable. He's probably not there, but I'm going to call him anyways. VE85CLV, do you copy? And would you like to come back for the 73 round? Over to you. Yeah, no, I didn't expect him to be there, so... okay, calling WA2KM, Kevin in New Jersey. Come on back for the 73 round.
K6KR, WA2KM. Very good. Well, 73s, everybody. Stay dry, stay warm, and hopefully everything will be squared away, and I'll talk to you again next weekend. WA2KM, back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin, and thank you for checking in with us today. Let's see if W8TOY, John in Michigan, is still with us, calling W8TOY for your 73s. Come on in, John. Not hearing W-A-T-O-Y. Let's see if K-A-8-W-I-I is still here. Dennis in Michigan calling K-A-8-W-I-I for your 73s.
Freeze to all. Good job, net control on running the net, filling in for Richard. We'll look forward to talking to all again next Saturday, and hopefully all of you have a safe week, and for those of us in cold weather climates, we'll try and stay warm. So this is KWII saying 73s to all, and KWII is clear.
All right, so thank you for checking in, Dennis, K8WII, and we're looking forward for you to check in next week. Okay, let's see, next on my list is W1TOJ in Maine. Are you still there? And come on back for your 73. Not hearing W1TOJ. Let's see. The next station was very scratchy, but maybe he's still hearing, and maybe the condition changed. Let's see. Calling B3CCS. Please come on in for U73 if you still copy us. calling D3CCS.
Yeah, so my call is correct. Yeah, I was invited to come over here to Sunflower Net. First off, happy new year, and hello to everyone on the net that's listening. Yeah, W8YFM. John told me about the Sunflower Net. Not everything about it, but a little bit. So I'll introduce myself. Name here is Doug, short for Douglas. And I'm located in the outskirts of the city of Greenville, South Carolina. KB6RRX. Tell me a little bit about the net, the times, the days, stuff like that, if you would. And your name's not Jeff, is it? Sounds like you could be using Jeff's radio, though. How about that? KB6RRX. Back to net control, I guess.
All right, so Doug, KB6RRX, here from K6GRL. So I copy you in Greenville, Doug. The net here is called the Everything Net. We're here every Saturday at noon Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern. That would be 2 p.m. Central. And normally the net is run by Richard, W9CST. I'm filling in today, but next week we'd love to hear you come back and check in here with us. Today the question, we usually have a question for the day, and the question was, it's cold outside. In many areas today across country, it's really, really cold. And the question is, you know, when it's cold outside and there's nothing good on TV, what is a good thing to do? What do you do when it's cold outside on a Saturday afternoon? So you want to come back and what do you think is a good thing to do on a rainy, cold Saturday afternoon? Doug, KD6RX, come on back and give us your comments.
I'm hearing you right. The question of the day for the net is, what do I do on Saturday, or what am I doing this Saturday? Is that the direct type question there? You might want to repeat the question again.
Absolutely. I love to repeat the question. If there is nothing going on TV, and it's cold outside, it's rainy outside, what's the good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon when it's cold outside? Over to you, Doug.
Good question. It was raining here on a Saturday afternoon. Talking to you on the radio. Taking a break, I was cleaning the glass on the shower, sliding shower door, and I got wore out a little bit. I don't know if I got both sides of one pane clean or not, but I don't think so. The soapy side, the inside of the glass, a little harder to get off. So another question is, what's an easy whatever to use to get the soap streaks off of a I have shower door. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. Good thing you asked me. I told you. How's that? And what is your call and your name and your location? I think every ham listening needs a call, a name, and a location. And I just logged on, so I didn't hear enough of Net Control's speech to get it all wrote down. So you might tell me all of the above there, okay?
Absolutely. My call is Kilo 6 Golf Romeo Lima K6GRL. Name is Linda, and I'm on the Central Coast by Monterey in California. And I'm filling in for Richard. WB9CSP, who is normally running the net, and the net is called the Everything Net. And it happens every Saturday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, or 2 p.m. Central. So so everybody and anybody is welcome to check in with us here, and we usually have a lot of links, a lot of conferences and repeaters linked in here, so we hear stations from all over the country. It's a little slow today, and Richard recently relocated from Texas to Maryland, so he's in the process of recreating everything, I guess, and reestablishing stuff so we can have the net here Saturday, so he's in the background doing all of that right now. So I hope that answers your question. And we normally have check-ins, and then we have a 73 round, so I was already on the 73 round, so everybody gets to check in twice. And for you, I'm going to consider it the hello and goodbye net. I mean, the hello and goodbye check-in, both check-in and 73 round. So let's see. We're almost done with the net. So I still have N4QMI, Joey, in Tennessee on my list for the 73 round. So Joey, if you're there and you would like to come back and give us your 73s, now is the time. N4QMI, calling N4QMI for your 73s. Come on in. Okay, I saw the repeater key up and for QMI, but no audio, and saw another link come up here, and nothing. So let's see if we have a couple minutes, or if we have late check-ins. Anyone who still wants to check in certainly may, so I'm going to call for late check-ins at this time. Anyone who would like to check in late, come on in now. All right, that brings me to the end of this net, and I'm going to turn it back to Richard if he's here. First I want to close the net though. I want to thank Richard for linking all the repeaters and conferences, and we'll do it again next week. If you're here, Richard, WB9CSP, I'm going to turn it over to you now. This is K6L. Over to you, Richard.
Again, on your call, one by one, K6L, or did you lose something? Again, repeat your call if you would, okay?
Yeah, that's a negative. My call is a one by three. It's a Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo, Lima. Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo, Lima. K6GRL. Name is Linda, and I'm on the Central Coast in California. All right, I will close the net, and I will leave it up to Richard to unlink everything. So we're on the top of the hour. It's 1 p.m., and I'm closing the net. Thank you, Richard, for linking everything up, and thank you for the repeater owners and conference owners and so forth for being here. So, K6L, I will be clear.
W0BN testing.
W6 WL portable.
Degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.